The last time there was an election for mayor of New Orleans, the city was overwhelmingly African American. Now another election is coming, and after Hurricane Katrina, the population is much smaller and mostly white. Last night, six of the nearly two dozen candidates for mayor, including the embattled incumbent Ray Nagin, took part in a debate. All of New Orleans' blemishes took center stage. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The next mayor of New Orleans will have to figure out how to encourage former residents to return to the city. Safety is a concern, so is planning for the next hurricane season. For those who want to return, the cost of housing can be a barrier. During a free-for-all in last night's debate, Mayor Nagin blamed the state for the problem.
We are working hard to make sure that the money from the federal government, which is stuck at the state right now, gets to homeowners.
Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu jumped to respond to Nagin's claim and turned the blame back on him.
The mayor has said that it's been stuck in the state. If you had the money right now, you wouldn't know what to do with it because your planning process hasn't even started.
Nagin and Landrieu are widely considered frontrunners in the race, along with Museum and Parks Administrator Ron Foreman. This slate of candidates looks different than previous years. Nagin was the only black candidate at the debate. University of New Orleans Professor Susan Howell says with Katrina evacuations, the city is no longer majority African American.
There is a feeling among some white voters that this is their chance to, quote, take the city back, unquote. And then the reaction, naturally, among African-American voters is that we're not going back.
Howell says black voters were not strongly behind Nagin in the last election, but this time around, the mayor says he has the black vote all but tied up. Ron Foreman, like several of the other white candidates, downplays race.
The race issue is being played a lot more by the national press. If you walk the streets of New Orleans, everyone hugs each other and says, what can we do to help?
But that was not the sentiment expressed at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's march last weekend when protesters accused the state of trying to keep African Americans from voting. Mitch Landrieu also downplays race. He has a history of winning elections in a state house district with a large black population.
I'm happy to say that I have always received equal support in the African American community and the white community.
Mayor Ray Nagin has been forced to address the race issue more directly since a January speech honoring Martin Luther King. During that speech, Nagin declared New Orleans would become chocolate again because, quote, it's the way God wants it to be.
Chocolate City was a plea to talk to some people who felt as though they were hopeless and they weren't welcome back. It created a firestorm around the country.
But Nagin says he's not sorry he said it. Right now, it's difficult to say whether Nagin, Landrieu, or Foreman is leading. That's because conducting accurate polls is almost impossible. Many people still don't have telephones, and there are thousands evacuated who've not returned. So, if it's difficult to say who's the front runner, it's even more daunting, given the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, to figure out who will show up to vote. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.